This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Steve Inskeep, who's on assignment.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote today on legislation that would make most of the USA Patriot Act permanent. When it was passed in October of 2001, so-called sunset provisions specified that some powers would expire at the end of this year so Congress could review the law. The Republican leadership in Congress says there have been no signs of abuse, so those sunsets should be removed. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, Patriot Act critics have not given up.
After years of debate over the merits and dangers of the Patriot Act, after months of hearings about how the act really works, after countless rallies and scholarly disquisitions, Congress is ready to vote. President Bush told an audience in Baltimore yesterday how important this vote is.
Before the Patriot Act, criminal investigators were separated from intelligence officers by a legal and bureaucratic wall. Imagine that. You have somebody investigating a problem, and somebody collecting intelligence, and they couldn't share information.
At a news conference yesterday, House Judiciary Chairman James Sensenbrenner used the wall as a warning about what would happen if the bill before Congress is not approved.
Defeating the legislation as a result of the sunset will have the wall spring up like weeds in the field on New Year's Day 2006, and Americans will be less safe as a result.
That point is debatable. Some Patriot Act scholars insist the wall was a misguided creation of the Justice Department and will never reappear. Either way, civil liberties groups have long recognized that they cannot defeat all 16 provisions of the Patriot Act up for renewal. They have been trying to focus on a few sections that have attracted public concern and even outrage. Lisa Graves of the American Civil Liberties Union is hoping that someone in Congress will put a lid on the sneak and peek provision. It allows investigators to secretly search your belongings and to delay telling you about it.
Notice has to be the norm. That people ought to get notice when their home is searched, they ought to get notice when their business is searched, and that any delay in notification should be short.
Right now, the House bill would limit delayed notice searches to 180 days, but extensions in 90-day increments would be allowed indefinitely. The ACLU's best hope for cutting back on this and other provisions lies with conservatives like Arizona Republican Congressman Jeff Flake. He's hoping to tighten up standards for Section 215, which allows the FBI to obtain records in terror investigations. Flake remains concerned that the FBI does not have to explain exactly why it's asking for this information.
There needs to be some finding of fact. You need to actually have some reason to suspect that the person for whom surveillance is requested is connected with terrorism.
The renewal language before the House has no such requirement, although the bill would allow banks and other records holders to challenge these orders. Civil liberties groups say that does not protect the actual target of an investigation, who often has no idea that the FBI is seeking records from a bank, a doctor, or a library. Officially, the Justice Department wants the whole Patriot Act and nothing but the Patriot Act. Deputy Attorney General James Comey appeared alongside Republican leaders yesterday to say he liked what he saw, but he remains concerned that the bill places new sunset or expiration dates on two key provisions.
The Justice Department is still not loving the idea of sunsets. We think we've made the case that this legislation is smart, it's constitutional, and it needs to be a part of our toolbox.
And the current language would allow the government to keep those tools for at least another 10 years. The Senate Judiciary Committee also plans to release its Patriot Act renewal bill today, and civil liberties groups have more reason for hope in that chamber. The language under consideration right now would limit FBI access to those special search orders, and it would make sneak and peek orders harder to get. It would also institute sunsets of only 4 years on those provisions. When the back and forth is over, it will be difficult for average citizens to tell exactly what's different about this complicated law, and that may allow both sides in the debate to claim victory. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
And you can find a complete guide to the Patriot Act at npr.org.